In Seattle, there's a break in one of the country's longest unsolved serial murder cases. Prosecutors have charged a 52-year-old man with four murders that occurred near the Green River. More charges may follow. 49 women are thought to have been murdered by a lone killer between 1982 and 1984. From Seattle, NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
The hunt for the so-called Green River Killer has gone on for nearly two decades, frustrating and confounding dozens of detectives and forensic experts. For much of the time, Gary Ridgway was at or near the top of the list of suspects, but until now there wasn't enough evidence to charge him with a crime. New DNA testing techniques changed that. Last Friday, he was arrested while on the job as a truck painter. He had worked for the same firm for more than 30 years. One of the first to learn of the arrest was Jack Beard, a retired police commander who had worked on the Green River Task Force. Beard got the news in a phone call from King County Sheriff David Reichert.
David woke me up out of a sound sleep on Friday to tell me the news, and my wife came running in asking why I was jumping around screaming.
What did he tell you?
He told me that they'd finally done it, that they'd brought him in, and I said, tell me who it is. And he said, Gary Ridgway. And then I jumped around and screamed some more.
Publicly, at least, prosecutors stopped short of calling Ridgway the Green River Killer, but those familiar with the case make it clear that they believe they have found their man. Experts are now reviewing evidence they believe will link Ridgway to some, if not all, of the remaining 45 Green River victims. Fabian Brooks, who was an investigator on the case, is now the county sheriff's chief of criminal investigations.
We have 10,000 items of evidence that we need to go through, and additional items that we obtained during the recent search warrants that we now have to go and match. And when we can do that, then I can say he's responsible for more.
Police have searched Ridgway's homes, dug up his yard, scoured his phone records and his credit card purchases, looking for clues. Detectives here are also taking a fresh look at 38 other unsolved murders. Law enforcement authorities in California and British Columbia, Canada, are also looking at their unsolved crimes to see if any of them can be linked to Ridgway. Much of the evidence against him is from DNA. Back in 1987, a court ordered him to provide a saliva sample. He chewed on a piece of gauze. At an afternoon news conference at the Regional Justice Center, Ridgway's public defender, Mark Prothero, acknowledged that DNA evidence can be powerful, but he cautioned that it is not infallible.
We're just saying, hold on, wait a second. Let's thoroughly review this evidence before jumping to any conclusions. It's important that these newer DNA technologies be vigorously scrutinized by independent experts, and that's what we're going to do in this case.
Many Green River victims were just teenagers. Some were runaways, some prostitutes. Yesterday, advocates and counselors for those who work the street said they were grateful and relieved that criminal charges had been filed. Sophie George Green of the Portland, Oregon group, known as Lotus, says, all too often, crimes against sex workers are not taken seriously. This time they were.
That sends a very powerful message out there. There are many people who prey on sex workers because they know that they will never get caught or charged. And this sends a message out to them that next time they do this, they may be charged. Something might actually happen to them.
Prosecutors are now deciding whether to seek the death penalty for Gary Leon Ridgway. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.